Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Monday, August 7th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. After having a day off on Sunday, the Bengals were back on the practice field in full pads on Monday, and two of the franchise's all-time best players were looking on from the sideline. Linebacker Tekeo Spikes finished 19th on the list of the Bengals' top 50 retired players, and the number one guy on that list was also at practice, Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz. Munoz will be in the TV booth on Friday when the Bengals open the preseason against Tampa Bay, and Giovanni Bernard will be back on the field roughly 8 months after tearing the ACL in his left knee.
Yeah, if anything, I'm a little bit stronger in that knee. Working with Nick Cosgrave in the weight room, I've been able to max out a lot of my numbers. Even before last year, I'm putting up more weight than I did years before with a healthy knee. So I feel great. I'm just excited for this season, excited for what this team has, and
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. As I mentioned earlier, the Bengals open the preseason Friday night at home against Tampa Bay. I'm excited to see some new guys. I know you are too, but I'm also excited to see second-year players and take a close look at their growth from year one to year two.
Dan, as the old saying goes, from year one to year two might be the biggest jump that you make in your career, and I can attest to that. As a rookie, I was wide-eyed. I kind of didn't know what I didn't know, and then you get a year under your belt and see the speed of the game and the players and all the different things you're asked to do, and you start to realize, I think I can do this, and things slow down for you a little bit. In that second year, you usually make a big jump, and there's all kinds of examples of it. Quarterback Jeff Driskel, I think, is a different guy in training camp this year than what he was last year, albeit, he came late from the San Francisco 49ers and was put in a bad position in terms of learning. But, boy, his confidence level, has gone through the roof. Cody Core, I think, is a much different guy, much more confident. He didn't really get the ball much, down there in college and in his college career. And now I think he realizes, hey, I belong here. I can play in the National Football League. Nick Vigil has come light years in my mind as well. I mean, here's a guy that really is understands now I can play in the National Football League. I get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. Guys, like Billings and William Jackson, they didn't play last year, but their first year is a little bit different in that they spent it on the sideline physically, but mentally they were there getting all the reps. And those guys look like they're going to help the football team. So, we know that the Bengals' formula for success has been draft them, develop them, retain them. Well, these guys have been drafted. Now they're starting to be developed, going from year one to year two, and they're little puppy dogs starting to grow into being dogs, and hopefully we've got a lot of dogs here.
Brandon LaFell is not a developmental guy. He came over from the Patriots, but he's in his second year of the franchise. He had a couple of touchdown catches today in red zone drills. Darquez Dennard had an interception. Will Jackson had a couple of breakups. And Joe Mixon, there's a wow play every day. He had two of them today, one on a run, one on a short pass. And on the short pass that he turned into a long gain, I happened to notice Tekeo Spikes and Solomon Wilcots look at each other and go, whoa.
It was a little shovel pass. He kind of comes underneath the quarterback right behind the line and gets that little backhanded shovel pass and then just turns it on with the acceleration and the burst. And both of those guys I know were duly impressed. And that's about the seventh or eighth play at this camp that I can remember I've gone, wow. I mean, that's something unique. That's something special. He's a wow factor, and it's going to be interesting to see, how much of that, we see against other colored jerseys, and we'll find out with the first opportunity on Friday night. I think he's going to make a lot of plays, and forget the preseason. I think, I'm not going to forget it, but I mean, he'll make them in the preseason, but more importantly, when the Baltimore Ravens come to town to start the regular season, I want to see him contributing, making a lot of plays, and I think he will. I think the kid's definitely special.
The Bengals will be back on the practice field on Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon. It is free and open to the public. For Dave Lapham and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.